Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. It's 10:36 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting as always with an invocation today led by Commissioner Bush and a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
As most of you know, our former county judge, Richard LeBlanc, passed away this weekend. And prior to the prayer, I'd like to ask just for a moment of silence and respect for him, please. And then we'll have the prayer. Please bow with me. Lord, we come to you today thanking you for all your grace and goodness. We thank you for life itself, Lord, and we ask that you watch over each and every citizen and employee of our county. Lord, we pray as we go forward with our meeting that you lead, guide, and direct us in all the decisions we make. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Travel and Tourism Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Then moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Are they representatives here for National Travel and Tourism Week? Let me read this proclamation. It says, whereas travel is the essential economic driver for businesses and communities across our country, providing millions of jobs and spurring growth and demand, travel is an indispensable source of job creation. The faster we can restore travel to and throughout our country, the faster we can create and rebuild American jobs. Whereas travel has a positive effect on Texas and the nation's economic prosperity and image abroad, it also impacts business productivity and to individual travelers' well-being. Whereas travel to and within the United States provides significant economic benefits for the nation, generating more than $1.5 trillion in economic output in 2020, with nearly $642.2 billion spent directly by travelers. And whereas travel is among the largest private sector employers in the United States, supporting 11.1 million jobs in 2020, including 6 million directly in the travel industry. And whereas travelers spend directly generated tax revenues of $112 billion for federal, state, and local government funds used to support essential services and programs. And whereas travel in Jefferson County, Texas provides economic benefits for the county, employing 5,100 jobs and generating $16.7 million in local tax revenue and $533.4 million in total direct travel spending. Whereas welcoming visitors from near and far always has been and always will be the enduring ethos of the travel industry and of Jefferson County, now therefore be it resolved, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 1st through 7th, 2022 as National Travel and Tourism Week in Jefferson County, and we urge the citizens of Jefferson County to join in this special observance. Signed by the members of the Commissioner's Court this day, Ms. Hughes.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I always go over the numbers. I know you just read them, but, you know, the important numbers are what? The numbers in Jefferson County. But in tourism, we have 5,100 jobs. And the visitors that come in, they spend lots of money. Hopefully you'll see the kids in their uniforms eating out after a ball game at a restaurant that you're at. Or you'll notice that there are families that maybe don't look like they're from here. And, you know, well, you know what? They're probably visitors. They're probably bringing in new money into our town and into our county. And, you know, that's the name of the game. And so it comes in, the money comes in and it affects us personally here in Jefferson County with this $533.4 million in direct spending. That's taxes that we don't have to pay. Now, when you stay in a hotel room in Jefferson County, 2% of tax that you pay goes towards county hotel occupancy tax. So anybody that stays in a hotel room in Beaumont, is that me? I can do it. I'm loud. So anybody that stays in Jefferson County, you have that 2%. People want to know what happens to that money. It goes right back into tourism again. So that runs a visitor center. It supports local tourism opportunities and things like that. But I want to take the opportunity. Okay, I'm going to do this. I want to take the opportunity to thank y'all, because it's been really rough the last couple of years. As we all know, things have been different. But through the support of Commissioner's Court, Commissioner Alfred driving by and checking on us, you just don't know how much that means. We'll see his car. We see people drive through the parking lot, and we recognize the Jefferson County cars. We recognize your personal cars. And we appreciate that, because we are kind of off the beaten path for the county anyway, but not off the beaten path for the travelers. And it's growing. We are starting to see our winter Texans again. That was probably 6 months ago. And now we've got international travelers coming back through. So what is that? That's more money into Jefferson County. So I just want to thank you all. You may think that you don't have anything to do with tourism, but you do, because you support us, you pump gas, you say hello to people that are next to you at the gas pump. Somebody may ask you, hey, how do I get to the next gas station, or how do I get to McDonald's, or whatever it is. And you know what? You're making that personal touch with that person. So I want to thank everyone for adding to National Tourism Week and to our tax revenue, but that's most important. And we hope that you'll come by the Visitor Center, utilize us. We have information on the entire state, and we can even help you in parts of the state. But we do have a gift for y'all today, and we have popcorn for everybody. So that way we'll know what's popping at the bin and in Jefferson County. I appreciate you very much.
And Kathy, I want to say this. I know that the numbers are going to go even higher with the construction once it's completed, but they're doing a great job to kind of make sure that people have access to us on that tours. Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center, and I want to compliment your staff and you for a great job, because I always get those reports out of Houston that travels going through here. With a certain commissioner over there, his constituents want to stop to the restrooms there because they say they're the cleanest in Texas.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. We're going to bring y'all some goodies up.
Something wrong with these mics.
We're short staffed. Because we're out, the other staff is delivering popcorn to the local hotels. Thanks for supporting.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good job.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Did y'all catch that? And thanks for paving my road.
All right, we're going to break from our regular agenda for just a minute. Officer Winston, would you rise, please, and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will faithfully execute the duties of the Office of Constable of Jefferson County Precinct 8 and will, to the best of your ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas and of the United States, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
All right, Loma has documents for you to sign. If you will sign those documents, and I will attest to them once you've put your name in the signature line. And on July 1st, we'll call you Constable. Making it up here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Looks like I want to be the commissioner instead of the constable. I'll get it.
Don't even think about it, bud. He almost crossed the line, didn't he, Commissioner?
Yeah.
Well, look, that's my commission, right?
There you go.
I didn't even go for it. This one.
That's it.
All right. Moving to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for the upgrade of the Jefferson County Nortel Avaya S1000B and CS1000B phone system. Item B is to receive and file additional responsive bids for invitation for bids for taxiway A rehabilitation at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport to be funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program Grant Number 39. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for the Port Arthur Courthouse elevator shaft repair in the amount of $2,319.13 in accordance with the Choice Partners Jock, Texas contract. Item D is to execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for the lease of properties as a result of buyout with Ruben and Carissa Figueroa. Do you have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have four items. Item A is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for May insurance reimbursements. Item B is receive and file the passenger facility audit guide for public agencies for the year ended September 30th, 2021. Item C is to consider and approve payment of administrative costs for Era 1 to regional planning, estimated to be $136,800 through June 30th, 2022. Item D is regular county bills. Check numbers 494658 through 494825. Do I have a motion of those items under auditor?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
The discussion is from me on that rent assistance program. It roughly put us right at $1 million given regional planning to administer the project, right?
Patrick, are you online? Barely. Can you move the...
Okay. Yeah, that right now is close to probably $760,000. And then if you add this $136,000, yeah, you're going to be right at, almost $900,000.
How would that compare to what would be paid to a private grant administrator?
Well, this grant, you know, they limited it at 10%. So, I'm not sure what that would be, but, limited to 10% on the total award. And because the time has gone past, the cost of the speed is the time to get the money out. So that's where we are for finishing this first round.
Any other insight?
Next week we should have, we're working on the subrecipient agreement for Era 2 with Legacy Community Development. So that should get that second round moving, and then after that we can hopefully finish up both these programs.
Ask him if it's the same system, if it's the same 10% for these guys, too.
Commissioner Alford wants to know if it's the same 10% in Era 2.
Now, Era 2 is 15%, but it's based on, my understanding is based on how much you spend. This one was based 10% on the total. So... the next one will be based on 50% for how much is actually spent.
understand. So the problem.
Where's this money coming from? Us, our general funds?
That's general fund dollars, correct?
Well, on the 136, I'm going to try to look at that for rescue plan type funding, just because okay. Under the rescue plan, you okay. Can't have rental assistance programs. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to treat that as some sort of administrative expense. Because we weren't actually spending any rental dollars out of the rest. That's my thoughts to the new trial there.
It would come out of the
words of them.
I may have missed that. It would come out of the grant for the rental assistance.
No, because all the administrative costs have already been spent.
Okay. So we did get some administrative costs paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what.
All right, any other discussion? Questions?
If it doesn't come from, we have to pay it if it doesn't come from the rental assistance, from the American Rescue Plan, am I correct? Would it come out of contingency?
Correct.
Come out of contingency or what?
Yes, it would be coming out of the general fund. Yes.
Okay.
The last question I have, Patrick, did they give us a guarantee that they're going to spend the amount of money that's left on rent assistance? Did they give us a guarantee the amount that's remaining will be used?
If they continue with their current, their projections for $600,000 a month, we can get the most recent numbers. I don't know if Shea is in the audience, if she has the most recent numbers, but, you know, this is projections to get it out and finish up that last bit.
Shanna is in the audience. I guess she'll be the one to answer.
Yes, sir. Last month we did, for April, we did right at 700,000, so we're well on track. We've got right at about 900,000 left. So that will enable us to finish out the month of May. Even if we do 600,000 there, that would leave 300,000 left. That will get us halfway through June, and then we'll use those last 2 weeks of June to close out.
Roughly how many citizens are we talking about? Do we have a number?
I don't have that number. I know total we've served 1,057 households. I'm not sure what made up those numbers for April. I didn't ask that number before I left. It's going to vary depending on what the amount of assistance is for each household.
Right.
But we've consistently built up from, we were earlier in the year right at about 400,000 a month. We hit 600,000 in March. We hit 680, and then we hit 700,000 last month.
Okay, Judge.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to one item under County Airport. Item A is consider possible approval and authorize County Judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Nederland ISD for use of pasture land located at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for an educational and public purpose pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Local Government Code. Motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, we already did item A. Item B is to receive and file the oath of office and statement of Gene A. Winston, Jr. as Constable of Precinct 8 to fulfill the unexpired term of Constable Doucette, Jr., who's retiring effective June 30th, pursuant to Section 87.041 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item C is consider possibly approving authorized judge, county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Nederland Independent School District to perform repairs to parking areas pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing David B. Smith, 14 years of dedicated service to Precinct 2 Road and Bridge and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Skip over items E, F, and G, and H. Okay, do I have a motion on items B through D?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Office, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item E is to conduct a public hearing to consider an order designated the Roaming Project Facility in or near Beaumont, Texas, a reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. So this public hearing is open. If anyone has a comment, you may come to the podium. Hearing no comments, this public hearing is closed. Item F is considering possible approval in order to establish Project Roaming Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next is to open a public hearing regarding approval of tax abatement agreement for the Project Roaming Facility pursuant to 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. This hearing is now open. If anyone has a comment, you may come up to the podium. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comments, this public hearing is closed. Item H is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement for the Roaming Project Facility in or near Beaumont, Texas, pursuant to 312.401, the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is considering possibly approve a replat of a portion of Lot 2 of Theo F. Koch Subdivision. Volume 2, page 113, JCMR into Lots 1 through 2 of the E. Lopez League, abstract number 37. The project property is located off of Highway 124 in precinct number 3. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Item B is considering possibly approve a replat of a portion of Lot 6 through 9, Block 1, Orange Farm Subdivision, Volume 5, page 45, JCMR, which is Jefferson County Map Records, into Tracts 1 through 3, of part of the John McNabb Survey, abstract number 174 of Jefferson County. This replat is off of Berry Drive, and Precinct Number 2 has met all of the county platting requirements. And I believe that's not within any ETJ, is it? Okay. All right. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda items. Now it's time for citizen comment. If you're present in the courtroom, wish to make comments, you may come up to the podium and introduce yourself. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. All right, hearing no public comments, is there any member of the commissioner's court or any elected official who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want to bring compliments to the Beaumont United boys basketball team. This weekend, there was a parade for them. Commissioner Senegal know how I feel because they are two-time state champions. That's very rare, very difficult to do. And there are some outstanding young men there that have some great scholarships and great community leaders in the near future from them.
Yeah. Thank you.
I do want to bring to the attention of the public, I receive a letter from a law firm talking about contesting my appraised values. I would heighten you to make sure if you're going to do something like that, make sure that you know something about what firm you get, preferably local firm. This just came in the mail random to me. I get concerned whenever people send me something like that and they do not put a amount to it or anything like that. It's, you got to be careful. Want to make sure that, that we know that we receive these type of mails. And one other one, there is some type of scheme going on. I had a call from a former county commissioner where they're calling our seniors talking about Social Security and wanting them to call them back. Be careful. Be careful. I know the sheriff department do a great job, but be careful. Do not answer those calls. Do not give any information to the individuals on the phone. Please don't.
And that goes for any calls to anyone who where the caller requests for personally identifiable information. There are a lot of scams out there. And most reputable companies will never ask for that information over the phone. Anything else, Commissioner? All right, well, I want to thank you all for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
Hello?
Just a popcorn.
Yeah.